You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Matt Wehmeyer filling in for Tim McMaster this week as we talk O's baseball on this Monday, December 19th, with our Orioles reporter, Brittany Giroli. Brittany, we thank you so much for the time. And Brittany, we're kind of in a lull period. It's post-winter meetings, and a lot of the free agents still out there for the taking. Probably not going to sign until after the turn of the new year, 2017. With that in mind, being 6 days until Christmas, we're going to do kind of a Christmas-themed podcast today, if you will. So, Brittany, want to start out as you look up and down this O's roster. A very important question to ask yourself is, which player would make the best department store Santa Claus, do you think, of this current team?
I'm going to go with Chris Davis. Not because he resembles Santa Claus at all, but because he's very gregarious, he's funny, he's silly, he's loud. I think he would have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, sounds like it. Just, you know, put on the suit, throw on the beard, and I think he would pass for jolly old St. Nick, no problem whatsoever. So Chris Davis, a good choice there. So, Brittany, question number two, as we all know, Rudolph is the undisputed leader of Santa's reindeer. So when you look in this O's clubhouse throughout this past season, 2016, who would you say is the Rudolph, if you will, of that bunch?
It's got to be Adam Jones, the heart and soul of the team. Another loud guy, commands a lot of respect, and everyone kind of falls in line when he speaks his mind.
And, Brittany, is he a guy that's, you know, always kind of taken on that role, or is that something he's kind of grown into, you know, as he's piled up the years and the All-Star appearances and so forth?
He's always wanted to, but I think when he first got here, he kind of thought he could be the leader, and he was too young, and it's certainly something that you have to develop and earn to some extent as a player. So it's definitely a role that he's embraced. But one that he's grown into over the last few years.
Yeah, and I think that's the natural progression for most players. Even if they are vocal, you kind of know your spot as a rookie, as a youngster. But Adam Jones, one of the most respected players in the game, one of the most accomplished as well. So he's definitely earned the right to speak his voice within that Baltimore clubhouse, no question. Brittany, interesting one here. Question three. After a difficult 2016 season, which player should stand underneath the mistletoe, so to speak, with the fan base to kind of, you know, kiss and make up, wipe the slate clean, and get off to a fresh start in 2017?
There's a lot of options here, but I'm going to go with Caleb Joseph. The poor guy didn't get an RBI all of last season. Said he's still hearing it from the fans when I saw him last week at one of the Orioles holiday charity events. So if there's anybody who deserves a little holiday cheer, a little fan kindness, it's probably going to be Caleb Joseph.
I think that's an excellent choice. And you say that, you know, he hears it from the fans. Is it good-natured, or is there some, you know, like, legit, you know, professional, and I don't want to use the word embarrassment, but, you know, is it something that he's really kind of ashamed of, that he didn't get an RBI all last year?
I mean, it was definitely frustrating. But I think a lot of the people he hears from on Twitter and such are probably not Orioles fans. They're probably fans of other teams and, you know, just trying to give him a hard time. But it's something he said he's put behind him. He's had RBIs before in the major leagues. I think if it was a rookie season kind of thing, he might be taking it harder. But he's a good-natured guy, and I think he's got the right mindset with it.
Yeah, and given, you know, some of the people you find on Twitter and social media these days, it helps to have a thick skin and a good-natured disposition. Caleb Joseph has both, and hopefully a bounce-back season in the RBI department is underneath the tree for him, I guess, here in 2017. Brittany, let's go here. Question four. Assuming every player on the team is an 8-year-old boy, which player would be the most hyper and excited to wake up on Christmas morning and open up all their gifts?
This is another one that's tough because there are so many of them. I'm going to go with Jonathan Scope and Manny Machado, just because the two of them together act like that hyper 8-year-old. They've got handshakes on the field. They're very good friends. And I could very easily see the two of them kind of competing to see who gets under the Christmas tree fast enough to get their present.
That would be quite the viral video. And if it came down to a foot race down the stairs, who would win between those two, Manny or Jonathan?
I think it would be Manny. I think Manny would take him for sure.
Yeah, Manny sounds like quite the athlete. No offense, you know, nothing against Jonathan Scope. He's no slouch, but Manny would be tough to keep away from that tree on Christmas morning from the sounds of it. So, Brittany, transitioning from the Christmas topics to New Year's, of course, you know, every person, nearly every person, makes a New Year's resolution. Very few of us actually keep it, but let's assume that the Orioles keep theirs. Quite simply, what will the Baltimore Orioles resolution be for New Year's for 2017?
I think if I had to pick one thing, it would be to get a starting rotation that is competitive. Because not just this year, but the last few years, they've had to rely on their bullpen so much. They're going to put their trust in the starters. They're not going to acquire a starting pitcher this winter for the first time in a while. They're not looking to upgrade that rotation. So I think if there's one wish that they would feel pretty good about, if we're sitting here a year from now and we say that it came true, it would be that starting rotation stepped it up and delivered.
And, Brittany, to that end, you said that they're really not going to explore free agency options to, kind of upgrade things beyond Chris Tillman. Do you see Dan Duquette trying to work on a trade to really bolster things, or like you said, maybe look internally for solutions instead?
Yeah, no, they're not even going to trade. They think internally that the options are there. They feel like some of these guys had better second half, and certainly there's some optimism around guys like Kevin Gausman and Dylan Bundy that they have yet to hit their ceiling. Tillman's been a pretty consistent force, and they also feel like Yubaldo Jimenez, Yovani Gallardo, and Wade Miley, all in contract years, should all step up as well. And I know I said six names, and that's because right now there are six names in contention for five spots. All of that competition should also bode well for these guys in terms of lighting that competitive fire.
Yeah, I think the Orioles could, like you said, have that competition for the, six pitchers and five spots. That will bode well, and they could have one of those, sneaky good rotations that maybe on paper doesn't blow you away, but with some guys, some veterans in contract years, maybe they become the surprise team of the American League in 2017. I mean, you're behind already. Brittany, thank you so much for the contributions. A happy holiday to you and yours, and we will talk again very soon, I'm sure. In the meantime, Matt Waymeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Baltimore Orioles.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.